Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Del Bianco back on the show. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, golly, way more than 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org, and he's the guy that we turn to when we want to find out what's really going on with things especially associated with the internet. Any kind of public policy associated with the internet, especially. Steve is the expert. He's one of the top world experts on this topic. And as you know, folks, if you've been watching any television at all, listening to anything, reading anything in the newspapers, you've been hearing about the Obama administration turning the internet over to somebody else, right? That's probably what you've been hearing about. Well, you'll be glad to know we've got Steve with us right now, and he is the guy who can tell us what's really going on. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for taking on this thorny and detailed topic.
Well, thank you for that. Thanks for joining us. Steve, I'll just remind the audience of something that you know very well. You and I have been talking about this. The sabers have been rattling over ICANN going, you know, other places. You and I have been talking about this for years, for at least a 10 or 12 years we've been talking about this. But before we go any further, I want you to let's establish the players. Tell the audience what ICANN is and what it does and how it's connected to the government.
Right, Jim. And you know that in the 90s when the U.S. created the internet, and U.S. companies led the way at adding commerce and content to the internet, built the technology out, we knew right away that the whole world began to adopt it and add their own twist to the internet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in 1998, President Clinton set up a nonprofit California corporation called ICANN, Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, and that corporation was supposed to manage the domain names that we use to access websites mm-hmm. and send our email. So these are the full domain names, the stuff that has the dots in it that we use instead right. of having to know the IP addresses. Mm-hmm. And ICANN's main goal is to manage those domain name systems and all the policies associated with the launching of new domains.
Tell them what ICANN means.
Yeah, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. But right. you want to think about ICANN as the one governing the policies when I decide to use a domain name like SDelBianco at netchoice.org.
Right. Right.
But over the next year, I've told you this before on your program, Jim, there'll be over 1,000 new top-level domains. And a top-level right. domain, Jim, is everything to the right of the dot, mm-hmm. where you know you have a .biz, .org, mm-hmm. .com, .net. Mm-hmm. Well, in the next year, 1,000 new ones are going to come down. Everything from .baby, .accountant, .lawyer, .bank, .sucks, .fail, .exposed.
Right.
It's going to be a plethora. And in each of them has their own policies. And ICANN is in charge of enforcing the rules on all of those. So
and
over the
next
year, all
and
of
making sure that if I own smallbusinessadvocate.com, that I get to keep that. It's registered in my name, and nobody else can have it.
Sure enough, but I'm worried that you have to buy smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Whatever.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Right. And
exactly.
if you've got
I've already
on that.
I already have. Yeah, I've got the registered trademark on it, but I've already have .com, .biz, .net, etc., .us. But if there are 1,000 more of those, how do I decide? Anyway, back to what I want to talk about ICANN, the connection of ICANN to the government, quickly.
So the U.S. government set it up as an independent corporation and said the government should not run this. It should be the private sector and civil society
right.
that manage the rules of the domain name system, and I think that was an appropriate goal, and it's been a struggle. I've been part of ICANN now for 12 years, and we end up trying to come up with consensus decisions mm-hmm. on highly technical items, but also contractual items, and it's largely been a success. We know it's a success because we use the internet hundreds
works.
Of times
and
every day, and it works awfully well.
Yeah.
And we're witnessing some growth in that internet in the year ahead, as I told you, with all the new top-level domains.
Right. Well, two
things seems to be working pretty well. But I'll tell you, a lot of other governments, have always grumbled at the idea
well,
that the U.S. government...
I don't want to go there yet. I want to go there in the next segment. Before we get there, the relationship between the Commerce Department, which is the ultimate holder of the key of the Internet, the U.S. Commerce Department, has a contract with ICANN. And even though ICANN is running, and as you've told us before, it's an international body where the leaders of ICANN are in different parts of the world, at the same time, if ICANN goes off the rails, the Commerce Department can nullify that contract and pull it back, can't they, as of now?
Until now. That's exactly
As of now. Now,
right, because... Yeah, because the U.S. government has an agreement with ICANN back in 2009 where ICANN committed for accountability and transparency. But right. ICANN can walk away from that agreement.
Or the Commerce Department can pull it back. So the government, the U.S. government has always had ultimate control over it, and it's been working well. Well, things looks like maybe about to change, folks, and that's what we're going to talk about next. I'm Steve Del Bianco. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.